Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. This week, we've been walking through the reality of hell, a five-part biblical series uncovering what God's Word teaches about eternal judgment, divine justice, and the mercy of Christ that saves us from it. Yesterday, we studied what hell feels like, the torment, the regret, and the darkness that Jesus described in Luke chapter 16. Today, we come to the final stage of judgment, the second death and the lake of fire, the moment when God forever destroys sin, death, and the devil once and for all. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Awaken to Deliver. You're going to have to excuse my voice in this episode because I am dealing with a little bit of a cold, so keep me in your prayers. But all week long, we have seen that hell is not a myth or a metaphor. It is a real place prepared for the devil and his angels, a place of eternal separation from God. But the Bible also describes a final judgment, and that goes beyond the current reality of hell. It's a day when death itself will die and all evil will be cast away forever. Revelation chapter 2, verse 20 gives us that picture, and it's one of the most sobering scenes in all of Scripture. John writes, "Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds." This is the great white throne judgment. The judge is not the Father. It is Jesus himself. John chapter 5, verse 22 says, "For not even the Father judges anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son. Every soul who rejected Christ will stand before him. There will be no excuses, no appeals, and no hiding from truth. The earth and sky flee from his face, because nothing impure can stand in the light of his holiness. The books will be opened, and the evidence of every life will be read out loud in the presence of God." Romans chapter 2, verses 5 through 6 says, "But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will repay each person according to his deeds." Every unrepentant sin, every hardened heart, every rejection of the gospel will stand as testimony. The holiness of God will demand judgment, and the justice of God will carry it out. Revelation chapter 20, verse 14 and 15 says, "Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death." the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. That verse tells us two extraordinary things. First, death in Hades, the grave and the temporary place of the lost, will be destroyed forever. And second, everyone whose name is not written in the book of life will share that fate. Think about that for a moment. Even death will die. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26 says, "The last enemy that will be abolished is death." And verse 54 adds, "Death has been swallowed up in victory." At this final judgment, death itself is cast into the fire. The curse that entered through sin in Genesis is completely undone. What began in rebellion ends in total defeat. The enemy who once caused fear and despair will be stripped of every power and thrown into the very fire that he tried to drag humanity into. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10 gives us a glimpse of this moment. It says, "And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." Notice that Satan is not ruling in hell. He is suffering in it. The flames are not his throne. They are his prison. The one who deceived the nations will be silenced forever. Every demon, every fallen angel, every unclean spirit that tormented God's people will meet their end here. The lake of fire is not chaos. It is perfect justice. The Bible calls this the second death because the first death is physical. It's the moment that your body stops breathing. And the second death is spiritual, eternal separation from the presence of God. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8 says, "But for the cowardly and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and sexually immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." The second death is not annihilation, it's continuation, an everlasting state of existence without God. It's not the end of being, it's the end of hope. But here's the good news. For the believer, the second death has no power. Revelation chapter 20, verse 6 says, "Blessed and holy is the one who has part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. Those who belong to Jesus will stand before him, not for condemnation, but for reward. Their names are written in the book of life, and no sin, no devil, and no death can erase it. At this final judgment, the perfection of God's justice will be revealed. There will be no partiality, no corruption, no mistakes. Every person will receive exactly what is due, either judgment by their deeds or mercy through Christ. The Bible even hints at degrees of punishment. We see in Luke chapter 12, verses 47 through 48, where Jesus says that those who knew the master's will and refused it will receive many stripes, while those who didn't know will receive few. That means even in judgment, God remains just. No one in hell will be able to say, "This is unfair." The record will speak for itself. The only question that matters on that day is whether your name is written in the book of life. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27 says, "Nothing unclean and no one who practices abomination and lying shall ever come into it. but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The Lamb's Book of Life belongs to Jesus, and every person who repents and believes in him is recorded there. Luke chapter 10, verse 20 says, "Rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven." The blood of Jesus is the ink, and once he writes your name, hell cannot erase it. When John saw this moment, he wasn't just seeing punishment. He was seeing victory, the defeat of Satan, the death of death, the end of evil. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, "And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away." The lake of fire closes one story, the story of rebellion, and opens another, eternal life in the presence of God. The flames that consume sin make way for a creation where righteousness dwells forever. Friend, that's where all history is headed. Every soul will stand before Jesus. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that he is Lord. But for the believer, that moment will be glory. And for the unbeliever, it will be terror. But even now, while breath remains, mercy is still extended. The same hand that will one day hold the gavel still bears the scars of the nails. The judge is the Savior, and he is offering grace today. If you are listening right now and you don't know where you stand with God, don't delay. The day of judgment is certain, but so is his mercy. Call on the name of Jesus. Ask him to forgive your sin, cleanse your heart, and write your name in the book of life. You can be saved right now. The flames that were prepared for the devil will never touch you if you are hidden in the Lamb who conquered death. Now, tomorrow, we will be closing this series with the urgency of the gospel. Why Jesus warned us so often about hell, and why the church must preach this truth without fear or compromise. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, visit the link tree in the podcast description. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a one-time donation or become a monthly supporter through the links in our link tree. For our international listeners, we now offer a safe and secure giving option through DonorBox. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.
At the UPS Store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open and happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable.